Donald Trump scolds New York elites for supporting Joe Biden's socialist nightmare. By Charlie Spiering on October 14, 2020. President Donald Trump on Wednesday warned members of the Economic Club of New York about supporting former Vice President Joe Biden for president, questioning their judgment. The policies of the left would unleash a long-lasting economic catastrophe of unimaginable proportions, Trump said during his speech, conducted virtually during the coronavirus pandemic. He specifically called out New York Democrats for their support of Biden and the radical left. "I know I'm speaking to some Democrats, and some of you are friends of mine. You will see things happen that will not make you happy," Trump said. "I don't understand your thinking. I don't understand how you can be backing such policies, but you're wrong. I can only assume it's habit." The membership of the Economic Club of New York includes executive-level leaders in finance, technology, law, and other fields. Members of the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., and the Economic Club of Chicago also participated in the event. Trump called out some of them as globalists who benefited from the policies of the administration led by former President Barack Obama and Biden. "The last administration sold out American workers like never before, and they sold them to donors, special interests, and globalists," Trump noted. "And if you take a look, we have probably plenty of them watching right now. And I understand where you are coming from, but it didn't work out too well with me." He also called out previous trade deals written by lobbyists and big business interests that lacked fairness and reciprocity. "Again, some of you," he said to the audience. The president boasted that he presided over the greatest economy in American history before the coronavirus pandemic and said he would do it again. "I will deliver optimism, opportunity, and growth. They will deliver pessimism, stagnation, decline, and very high taxes," he said. "Simply put, it's a choice between a socialist nightmare and the American dream." The president also criticized Democrat states for ongoing damaging coronavirus lockdown policies, hurting the overall economic and physical health of the country. "The cure cannot be worse than the problem itself, and that's what a lot of states run by Democrats have done to their people," he said. Trump said he would continue focusing on protecting high-risk Americans and the elderly from the virus but open up the economy for young people. "Americans should be trusted with the facts and the data and the truth. For the young and healthy, the risk is exceedingly low," he said, noting that 99.98% of Americans under the age of 50 who contracted the virus survived. The president also said he would continue pushing for the development and distribution of therapeutics and vaccines to tackle the virus and blamed the media for undermining his effort. "Unfortunately, the media's constant efforts to stoke panic and hysteria and to probably change an election, that's what they really want to do, have undermined our public health efforts and put innocent lives in danger," Trump said. "They will not have success in changing the election. They tried that 4 years ago. That didn't work out too well."